Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Well, praise the Lord, wonderful friends. Welcome back to the Overcomers broadcast. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. I want to welcome you in. Today we're going to be talking about the key of the anointing. You know, that's what we do, as we talk about different keys that are available to us as believers that can make our lives more prosperous, more profitable to the kingdom of God, to the work of God, and that we can open up your life to enjoy everything that has been provided for you through the death, burial, and resurrection, and the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Him coming back to live in us through the person of the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to be talking about the key of the anointing. I love to teach about the anointing. And what I'm going to do today is I have a book. I wrote this book. It is called Anointed for the Battle. Anointed for the Battle. And this book is a very powerful book. It's not a big book, but it is about 120 pages and filled with knowledge and truth concerning the anointing. And if you're going to accomplish and fulfill your purpose and your destiny, then you have to understand something about the anointing. Because the anointing is the divine equipment. It's the divine supernatural equipment for accomplishing the work of God, for accomplishing your purpose and fulfilling your destiny. And it is divine empowerment. It's divine enablement. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But ye shall receive power." That word power, it comes from a Greek word dunamis, which means dynamite. And it's even beyond dynamite. It's a dynamo. It is dynamic power. I like the Amplified Bible talks about the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But the Amplified says, that's the King James Version, but the Amplified Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man makes dynamic power available. Makes dynamic power available. Hallelujah. So today, let's talk a little bit about the key of the anointing. Because Jesus said, you receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. Let me just say that again. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. And we draw that truth from the scripture, Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How did God anoint Jesus? With the Holy Ghost and with power. Hallelujah. And friend, he wants to do the same for you today. He wants to anoint you with the Holy Spirit and with power. So I'm going to be teaching from my book. And this is, as again I said, it is titled The Anointing, or Anointed for Battle. Anointed for Battle. And so I love to talk about the anointing. Isaiah 10 and 27 tells us, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." The yoke is anything that holds you back, ties you down, hinders you, limits you, restricts you, binds you, and keeps you limited to a life and a restricted life, bound up to fear, bound up to depression, bound up to lack, bound up to a sickness or a disease or an infirmity. There's all kinds of yokes. There, as I've said before, there's big yokes, little yokes. There, anything that holds you, ties you, binds you, restricts you, limits you, confines you, that is a yoke that can be destroyed by the anointing. And the anointing will set you free. The anointing will liberate you. It will loose you from those bondages, from those restrictions, from those limitations, from those confinements, from the things that hold you back and hold you down and keep you from accomplishing what God's will is for your life and his divine purpose. In Luke chapter 3, verses 16, 17, John answered, saying unto them all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." He's talking about Jesus. His fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor, and he will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. He is talking about Jesus, and he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. If you want the anointing of the Holy Spirit, there's only one place to get it, and that's through a relationship with Jesus Christ. John said, "I'm baptizing you in water. I'm dunking you down in the water, and I'm introducing you into a life of repentance." That's what the water represented, a cleansing of repentance. But he said, there's one coming after me. There's a baptism coming after this baptism of repentance that is a baptism of fire. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit baptism is a baptism of fire. That's what the Bible says. It is a fire that will burn up anything in your life that shouldn't be there. It's a fire that will burn up the yokes in your life and will set you free and liberate you. It's a fire that will empower you, Jesus said. He said, you receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be a witness unto me in Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So in Hebrews 12 and 29, the Bible says, our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. If you get close to God, you're going to catch some fire. Glory to God, because he is a consuming fire. Let me take it a little further. Hebrews 1 and 7 says, of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. God wants to set you on fire. If you're one of his children today, and if you're not, you can quickly become one of his children by asking him to come into your heart, by asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins, by accepting what he did for you on the cross, by dying for you in your place for your sins. And you can ask him to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, and he will forgive you, and he will bring you into the family of God, and you will be a candidate to receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And power from on high. I don't know about you. That's exciting to me. Praise God. So he said he makes his angels ministering spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. That's what God wants for you. That's what he wants for me. He wants to set us on fire. Glory to God. He wants our words to be on fire. He wants our lives to be on fire. He wants our lives to carry a power about them, a light about them, an energizing force about them, and help to lead other people out of the darkness into the light. Help set them free from the yokes of bondage that hold them down and hold them back. See, we learn from the scriptures today that our God is a consuming fire. You know, and the ministers, he said he wants to make his ministers flames of fire. Remember when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that they were all with one in one place with one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven like as a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That day, two things happened. They received tongues of fire on their heads and tongues of fire in their heads or in their mouths. They had tongues of fire and tongues on fire. They had a fire over their heads, and then they had a fire in their mouths. Glory to God. He set their tongues on fire, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Every head got a flame on the day of Pentecost. God's purpose for your life and mine today, dear friend, it is that you would receive the fire of God upon your life, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want to take too long. I've tried to minimize these times together to 10 to 15 minutes. And so, Sub Tarumi, God bless you for coming in today. And I've been talking about the anointing, but I want to close today by saying about the anointing that there is the anointing has different characteristics. There's the anointing upon and the anointing within, and there's the anointing that moves through us. The anointing within is the Spirit of God that abides with us and lives in us, and he's with us all the time. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the ends of the age, the end of the world. That anointing of his presence is an abiding anointing. It is an anointing that is with us every day to teach us, to guide us, to instruct us, to help us, to help make right decisions in life. And it is his divine presence. It's the sense of his presence with us every day, where Moses talked to God and said, if your presence doesn't go with us, then don't take us from this place. And so there is a divine presence of God, an anointing of his presence within. And then there's an anointing upon. And in the old covenant, it would come upon them at certain times, and they would do certain things that were impossible in the natural. But when the anointing of God's Spirit would come upon them, they would begin to move supernaturally, like Samson, for instance. Samson was just a natural person. He was just a regular sized man. He wasn't a super human specimen like a muscle man or a Mr. Olympia. He was just a normal sized man. But when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he did things supernaturally by a strength that was not his own. It was the power of Almighty God coming upon him. And he would do things like with a jawbone of an ass, he killed 1,000 men. He pulled the gates of the city up out of the ground, pulled them up, put them on his shoulders, and carried them to the top of a hill. I mean, Samson was a bad dude when the anointing came upon him. When the anointing was upon him, he could do things in a way that he could never have done without the anointing. And the same is true for us. There's an anointing for everything that we do in the kingdom of God. There's an anointing for preaching. There's an anointing for what I'm doing right now. There's an anointing for singing. There's an anointing for giving. There's an anointing for everything that we do in the realm of the Spirit and in the kingdom of God. We should ask God for the anointing. Ask Him for the anointing upon us, that divine enablement, that supernatural equipment that equips us for the battle. It equips us to destroy the works of the devil. Remember, Isaiah 10 and 27 said, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. I'm anointed right now. I'm anointed to teach you about the anointing right now. I'm anointed right now to break yokes off of you, my friend. I don't know what yoke might be holding you back today. I don't know what burden might be on your shoulder. I don't know what the devil is using to try to intimidate you and steal from you and hold you back and bind you and restrict you and confine you and limit you. But I'm telling you, I am anointed today to undo heavy burdens, to loose the bands of wickedness, and to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. I'm anointed for that. So in the name of Jesus, before we go, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to bind every work of the devil. I'm going to loose you right now from every bondage, from every yoke, whether it's a yoke of sickness or disease, whether it's a yoke of fear, whether it's a yoke of depression, whether it's a yoke of anxiety and stress. I command in Jesus' name, every yoke come off of you right now. I command every burden come off of your shoulders in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the works of the devil. Sickness, you must go. Infirmity, you must go. Fear, you must go. Discouragement, you must go. Depression, you must go. Anxiety and stress, you must go in the name of Jesus. And suicide demons, you must go in the name of Jesus. Ikopo shakata, loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Lord, we decree and declare that it is so, that it is the anointing right now that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing right now that sets the captives free and looses them. In Jesus' name, I decree your freedom right now, free from every yoke, free from every lie of the devil, free from poverty and lack, free from depression, free in Jesus' name, from arthritis. It has to go. Disease, infirmity, you must leave the people now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that healing comes and your presence comes and your anointing comes and you lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. Lift them up, Lord, to a higher place in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, shandala masikito bohoshai. I'm telling you, there's an anointing flowing today. Hallelujah. It's not by might nor by power. Janaba, yeah, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I tell you, we serve a mighty God, and the anointing is flowing today. And that anointing is for you, friend. That anointing is for every one of us. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, he said, if that spirit dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Friend, I've been talking about the key of the anointing today. You've got to use it. The key, every key has to be used. Doesn't do any good just to have them in your pocket and just to have, you know, just jingle them around and stuff. You got to use them. You have to take them out and you have to use them. You have to use the key of the anointing. That's what one of the keys to the overcoming life is, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Well, friends, I hope that you enjoyed this today. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for sharing the broadcast. I believe that we shared with you what God wanted me to share with you today. And let me remind you that I have been teaching today from my book, and this book is titled Anointed for the Battle, and you can find it on Amazon. You just go to Amazon.com, put in my name, Terry Sisney, and you will find the book Anointed for the Battle, Terry Sisney in books. And you can get it in a Kindle version or you can get it in the paperback, either one. And I believe with all my heart that this book, it will help you. It will give you a biblical foundation for understanding the Holy Spirit and the anointing. Let me just tell you the the chapters real quick. The power from on high is chapter 1. The Jesus life is chapter 2. Taking care of business is chapter 3. Chapter 4 is Jesus, the pattern son. Chapter 5 is his purpose is now our purpose. Chapter 6, the anointing of power. Chapter 7, it's worth fighting for. And chapter 8, the power supply is in you. Chapter 9, anointed for battle. Chapter 10, raising hell. And chapter 11, because you're anointed. Hallelujah. Well, I believe this will be a blessing to you today. Yes, Lord, touch Janaba in the name of Jesus and release that anointing, that spirit of wisdom and revelation that Paul the Apostle was speaking about, that we might receive that spirit and that anointing of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, friends, have a wonderful day. Apostolic Bishop, God bless you, Charles. Thank you for coming in today. We welcome all of our friends here on our Overcomers broadcast. South India, Indiana. All right. Wonderful, wonderful. So thank you for coming in today. As I said, we try to keep this short. I've went a little long, but I believe that it was worth it. It was worth it. Have a great day. We'll be talking to you later here on Overcomers broadcast. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.